The thing about strategic planning is we just want to learn how to think and think through. Yes, ma'am?
I was going to send this out an email, but I think it's the perfect time to bring it up. We're going to give a monetary gift card the next time we meet. Your name will go, or your ticket will go in this little box. And so we're going to give a monetary gift card. But what we want you to do, and there is a deadline, we'll send that out in email. But what we want you to do is to really assess where you are, because Pastor said that he wants us to practically walk this out. When we leave out of here, he wants us to put it in practice. So what we would like for you guys to do is tell us one thing that you have learned about this module in strategic planning. As a leader, what is your strength? What are the things that you saw that you were really good at in this module? Things leaders don't always do everything wrong. We're doing some things right. So what are some of the things that your strengths are that you identified as we went through this? And then what are some of the things that you can improve on? Only has to be one, but that will help you to practically walk that out. Okay, this is what I'm good at. I'm really good at collaboration. It's my strength. I do it all the time. I've assessed myself, and I always do it on every project. I bring the people in that need to be in. I really am about 80% consistent on collaboration. But what I'm not good at and what I need to build on is whatever that is. And talk to us and tell us, just in a short email, how are you going to do that? And we have a monetary gift prize for you.
You know, you said something at the break, and I said I was going to let you share it. I asked you, did you get some out of this one? And you said, yes. Will you share with them?
I was just sharing with him. I said, this was really good today. And he said, what did you learn? And I said, I've learned a lot. And he said, like what? And I said, I've learned what I'm good at. Over the course of this module, I've learned what my strengths are. And what I would like to do is take those strengths and build on them. I've also learned where I'm weak, the areas that I can improve, and I also want to focus on that and improve on that. So every time I'm in the class, whatever we're going over, I'll make a note. If it's flexibility, Melinda, this is something you can improve in. If it's unity, Melinda, I've seen where you missed this in unity. I've seen where you've been in projects and you really, you know, the heart agreement wasn't there. Whatever it is, I'm always trying to evaluate where I can get better. And I don't always look at my areas of weakness, because we do have weaknesses, but I always try to look at my areas of strength. Okay, this is really where you're good at, and this is where you need to get better. So I was just sharing that with him today. And that helps me to practically walk it out when I'm making notes in the class. So that's why we want you to do that, and we're going to give you a monetary gift. Somebody will get a monetary gift. Let me take that back. You'll get a ticket. And in that ticket, we'll call your ticket number, and you get a monetary gift.
That's what I want you all to do on an individual. I want you to assess yourself as we go through these modules, where you're weak, where you're strong at. And I want you to purposefully make adjustments. It helps you if you apply it. It's just like anything. If you teach a Bible lesson, the folk who apply it get blessed. The folk who don't, don't. It's just that simple. For me, it is the cumulative effect of this year. See, it's the cumulative effect. I'm not thinking just an event, just a class, but I'm thinking over a period of time, are you better? And do we see more productivity? Do we see more value? Are you better thinkers? So that's what I'm doing with the church. If I got all these series in my mind, but I can't get caught up in one series or one sermon, it's the cumulative effect of getting down here. And are people more stable spiritually? Do they have a good foundation spiritually? Now can I build on that next year of what we laid this year? So it's the cumulative effect of you coming here every other Tuesday. The cumulative effect is that I'm believing that you're going to be a better leader in your area and a better leader in your life. I love y'all.